going. We'll also do Chad's Brothers quiz before we leave, as always, with a great prize to give away. One of my favourite Aussie athletes is our next guest. And speaking of a little bit, I don't know, a little bit emotional, well, not emotional is probably not the right word, but moving interview that our next guest did with Hamish McLachlan in the Sunday Herald Sun of last Sunday's paper, Double Page. I hope you got the opportunity to read it. If you didn't, it is online. Australian marathon runner Sinead Diver has punched her ticket to Tokyo, not without a whole heap of challenges and hard work. She's been good enough to join us again. We've had her on before. Sinead, thanks so much for your time again.
Hey, Kwanzaa, how are you?
I'm great. It's been a big morning, Sinead. No doubt you've just taken the runners off from a morning session. What was on the menu this morning?
Yeah, we do our marathon sessions on Friday. A bit of a down week this week because we were supposed to race in Launceston. There's a 10K there. Unfortunately, we can't get to it because of the restrictions in Melbourne. Mm. But I had a 15K or a 45-minute progressive run this morning. We actually got lucky with the weather as well. It was really nice.
Hang on. Did you do 15Ks in 45 minutes? Is that what I picked up?
No, actually, initially, so there was a bit of confusion because initially I thought it was a 15K progressive, but then it was changed last night to a 45-minute. So I did like 13.6.
Yep.
But I didn't realise till the very end of the session.
That's moving. Sinead, are you an Olympian yet, or can you only be an Olympian when you get to the start line?
Oh, good question. I reckon you got to get to the start line before you can call yourself an Olympian.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm one step closer, which is good.
You've qualified for the Olympics, which has been, you know, it's been years and years in the making. I know you picked up running late and all of that, but the hard work, the sacrifice, the injury, lockdown in Melbourne, how that's affected your training. Was it an emotional time when you got the call, and who made the call to let you know? Not that there was any doubt.
Yeah, I mean, it's always like we've known for probably a couple of months, but it's always nice to get the call to get it confirmed because, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Like this time last year, or March last year, we were in the same position and I was like, oh, I know I'm on the team. And then COVID hit and the games got postponed. And I was like, oh, God, maybe I'm not on the team anymore. So, yeah, it was nice to get the call last Friday. Andrew Fakeney, the high performance guy in Athletics Australia, gave me a call on the Thursday, and then it was announced on Friday.
SCN,
so we were
home.
All like really excited.
Oh, I can imagine.
And the boys are really excited. And yeah, I thought I'd be a bit, oh, you know, well, I've known for a while, but it's different. I got quite emotional, and yeah, it was really exciting.
So what, between now and July, what happens? You've already mentioned that your schedule's been thrown into chaos and training events cancelled left, right and centre. We understand why. And I guess you probably can't afford to look too far ahead. But what do you have planned, all things equal, in the lead up to Tokyo?
Yeah, so the next race on the calendar for me is the Gold Coast Half Marathon. And that's on the 3rd of July. So really, we just need to get to Queensland as soon as we can. But we'll... You know, it's a bit tricky at the moment because we still have the restrictions with COVID restrictions on Melburnians. So we're just trying to navigate that at the moment. But once we get to Queensland, we're going to stay there because we've got a training camp with Athletics Australia in Cairns until we fly out to Tokyo. So this year, because of COVID, we can't like spend that much time in Japan, so we're going to pretty much be there, fly in 5 days beforehand, and then fly out straight after our race.
Are you fully vaccinated yet?
Yeah, I am. Yep. I got my Pfizer vaccine last week, the second jab.
Good, and that would no doubt give you some confidence around that. What your expectations
and have that.
It would be your expectations and your goals around what you can achieve. Do you get your mind drifting? Certainly in terms of your personal best times, they are very, very capable of winning a gold medal. I know it's going to be a different kind of race as the Olympics are and very tactical, but what sort of expectations do you go over there with?
Yeah, I'm training really well at the moment, probably better than I ever have. So I'm going to get myself into PB shape, but as you said, it's a different kind of race over there. given the conditions, it'll be hot and humid. So definitely more of a strategic race. And we're going to have to be really, really careful because with the heat and humidity, anything can happen. So it's not going to be about time, but it'll be about placing. And, you know, I'll just do my best to place as high as I can. What that will be, I don't know. But
it's all you can do. To those listening to us this morning that aren't familiar with your story, you've clearly got an Irish accent. How does an Irish woman end up running for Australia at the Olympics? In a brief summary, Sinead, I know you get sick of telling this story. I understand that. But for the listeners that aren't aware and are curious, can you share it with them?
So when I qualified to run internationally first in 2014, I ran Melbourne Marathon and I qualified for World Championships the following year. And I hadn't ever represented Ireland or Australia at that point. So I could, at the time, I was able to choose either country. But Ireland actually knocked me out of the running because they changed the qualifying time for the World Champs that year to 30 seconds faster than my marathon time. And Athletics Australia gave me the opportunity to run at the World Champs. So I jumped at it and I've run for Australia ever since. And I've actually lived in Australia for almost 20 years now, which is, I still have my Irish accent, but, you know, I'm nearly half my life here.
And I love it on social media when the Irish folk get pretty fired up about this. They don't let them live that decision down, do they?
No, yeah, they keep bringing it up. So Athletics Ireland, I think they're kind of trying to brush it under the carpet a bit, but it's not working.
The challenges that goes into running marathons, I don't know, it would be 15 hours a week. That's probably on the road, plus the gym work. You're a mum, your work, the sacrifices and the people that have helped you to get to this spot.
Yeah, I mean, I think my biggest supporter is my husband, Colin. He's been wonderful throughout this, and it's been a real challenge. We've a lot to juggle between just the two of us because we don't have any family here. I have my sister and she's amazing, but like both our sets of parents are in Ireland still. So he's been amazing. And obviously my coach and training partners have been great. I've got a lot of support from close friends and families, which makes it a lot easier. And also, so I finished up work last week as well. So the NAB are giving me some time off to prep for the Olympics. So that's made a massive difference as well.
You said you've worked for NAB, is it for 11 years in IT?
Yeah, 11 years or so. Yeah.
Pretty handy, that support. And are the sponsors flooding in now? I reckon you're so marketable. I reckon there's a story to sell there. You resonate with the common people, Sinead. Nike's on board. Anyone else loading up to get behind you, surely?
No, just Nike. Just Nike, yeah. There isn't a lot of sponsorship opportunities in running, unfortunately, but yeah.
There should be. Hey, favourite marathons? I'm a hack amateur runner and I love it as well, but you've competed in the big ones. New York, you finished 7th, I'm gonna say, 5th in London, I'm gonna say, that may be wrong. You've also won Melbourne in a record time in 2018. What's your favorite marathon so far that you've run?
Strangely enough, I'm gonna say New York, even though that course is not what I would typically like because it's quite hilly, but there's something iconic about New York and it was really, really fun to do that one. I loved it. And also London, like that's where I got my PB. So, you know, that's one of my favourites definitely as well.
And the PB, for those wondering how fast someone can run for 42.2Ks?
At the moment it's 2:24.
2:24 is flying. The strength of Australian distance running and track and field, we've spoken to a lot of the athletes. Lyndon Hall has come on this program. Stewie McSwain has come on this program. Liam Adams, yourself. We do try and shine a light because it's a passion of mine, but I think it's some great stories to tell. How strong is our team heading over there in July?
Oh, I think it's really strong. I mean, look how well Stewie is racing overseas. He is, you know, up there with the best in the world and he's, you know, winning races. Lyndon is absolutely on fire at the moment. It's really exciting to watch her. I think we've got a really, really strong Aussie team heading over. So it's really exciting. It should be a great game.
Does Do the boys get to go with you? Mum of two boys, there's a lot of restrictions about the travelling parties and who can come and who can't. I can't imagine they'd get a ticket, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, not. No, there's no international spectators allowed. So we had planned, like, Colin and the boys who are going to come over and my sister, but unfortunately they can't. They're still debating whether they're going to have Japanese spectators or not. Hopefully they do. Yeah, it would be good. But, yeah, they haven't confirmed either way yet.
Well, Sinead, you've been a regular on this, not a regular, but you've come on this program before. We got you on after you ran the iconic Melbourne Marathon in a record time. A lot of people followed the story. I loved the double page in the Herald Sun. Hamish McLachlan does it as well as anyone. The way that you can resonate with just the average mum and average person out there is your appeal. And we're right behind you. SEN is the home of the Olympics. And thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Quarantine.
224 for 42.2 kilometres. If you're wondering how quick that is when you break it.